and put your wife in the passenger seat and driving your ass to a bookstore and ask you to buy my shit at a counter. And not to mention the fact that a book has many other uses. Now, if you had bought the actual book, you would be holding an object that would make a good doorstop, an excellent coaster, and if you bought the hardcover, an unexpected weapon. You think I'm joking? You know how many people get killed each year by dictionaries? That's a fucking weapon for your ass. Now, that's where the expression words can kill comes from. Now, why do you think they stopped those encyclopedia salesmen from going door to door with them goddamn books? Because when people wouldn't buy them, they would kill their ass with the fucking book. Those goddamn leather-bound sets of books are fucking dangerous. Look that shit up. So look here. What I'm trying to tell you is that you can't put a price on the type of knowledge I'm about to drop on you. Although Simon & Schuster did, and you paid for it, I cashed a check, so no fucking refunds. So the way I see it is this. You have a few choices. First, you either put this book down now and hide it away in a closet of your white, a keepsake chest, or a credenza, and come back to it another point in your life when you're ready for it. Second, you can wrap it up, or better yet, get one of those gift bags from the dollar store, drop the book in, and gift this shit. Or you re-gift that motherfucker if it was given to you as a gift to someone who is ready for what I'm about to lay down. Third, if listening to this on the train, bus, or some other form of filthy public transportation, you can hand your earbuds to the motherfucker behind you who's wondering what the fuck you keep laughing at. Or last, you can search your soul and realize that you need this book and you need me to straighten your crooked ass life out. If you choose this option, don't take that shit lightly. I'm not bullshitting you. I'm trying to help your ass. So before you have the audacity to turn down my valuable assistance, take a minute. Now, if you were in front of me right now, I will be looking at you, looking at me, looking at you, trying to help you decide whether this book is for you. Now, search your soul. If you think this book isn't for you, you turn this shit off right now. Don't have me playing in your ears if you're not listening to me. But if you know this is the book for you, let it play and prepare to be ear-fucked with 12 inches of knowledge. I mean, give or take. No turning back. He ain't wrong, he just ain't right. I mean, no greater words have ever been uttered from a motherfucker's mouth. Now, whoever you are and whatever your reasons are, clearly you made the right damn decision to sit your ass down, right? And hear the most important book of your fucking life. So since you're here, let's begin. Now, you're about to hear a whole lot of shit in this book, and trust me, this knowledge isn't for all of you, but I know for a fact that some of you will get what the fuck I'm talking about. Now, who are those people you ask? If you gotta ask me, then it ain't you, because those people know who the fuck they are. Now, people have different ideas on where and how to start a story. Some people like to start in the middle by saying some shit that sounds weird because you don't know what the fuck came before it. The problem with that is, if you don't know where the fuck you've been, you're going to have a hard time figuring out where the hell you're going at. Other more creative people like to start shit towards the end, then jump into the beginning, and then wrap that shit back around to the end again. You know what I'm talking about? It's what they do in every movie about a singer. Movies about people like Ray Charles, James Brown, hey, hey, hey! And just so you don't think I only watch movies about black people, Johnny Cash, the dude in all black with the white face. I mean, all these movies always start with a dude looking tired and old as fuck. Huh? Like we're catching him a day and a half before he dies. That's how it always happens. Now, he's sitting there somewhere reflecting on his life as he stares at something like a clock or a glass of water or some shit like that. And all of a sudden, everything goes black for a second. And then across the screen, we see the name of some tiny-ass town like Brokefoot, Alabama, or Chiptooth, Tennessee, and a date from years ago. Now, at this point, we know we are in a flashback, so we are treated to bits of this man's tragic-ass life, complete with all his fuck-ups. And then, like a flash, we see him old again. And that's what we see. But the part that we don't get to see is that old man sitting there with a glass of water for 2 hours while people tap the fuck out of him to get him to snap out of it. That's a movie I would love to see. That day James Brown's concerned friends tapped the shit out of his shoulder for 2 damn hours. James! 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 Anyway, like I always say, that's one way of telling the story. I mean, they did that shit in Pulp Fiction too. I mean, I love